depths of winter, the wood frog freezes solid. Its blood crystallizes. Its heart stops beating. It isn't dead. No, no, no. It's just waiting. When the temperatures start to rise, the frog begins to thaw out. The heat stirs, the lungs fill, and life resumes. But if it waits too long, if it misreads the season, it dies. It's safe, but stagnant. And unfortunately, a lot of people live this way too. They aren't necessarily dead, but they aren't fully alive either. They're just waiting for conditions to improve, for the economy to get better, for the market to stabilize, for prices to come down, for motivation to appear, for somebody else to go first, to lead them the way, to show them the way. They peek out from the leaf litter of the collective. They feel a chill of discomfort or fear, crawl back into safety immediately. Think Punxsutawney Phil. Comes up, the Groundhog Day, Groundhog. He pops his head out. If he sees his shadow, he retreats back. If he doesn't, then I guess winter is over, however that goes. But there's a lot of people out there that I think are like that wood frog, and they are on ice. They are frozen. They are waiting for things to get better, but they know in their heart of hearts that it's just not. And they're resigning themselves to where it is that they are. And I think that there are certainly, there's this movable middle. There's always going to be 20% of people who are going to excel just no matter what, regardless of what the conditions are. They're going to do what they're going to do. They're self-starters. They are self-reliant. They are independent. They are individual contributors, all that. And then on the other end of that spectrum, there's 20% of people who are just never going to get their act together. They're never going to engage. They're just going to be carried along by the currents of life. But then there's that movable middle, 60% who could, some will, some won't, they might, but they're waiting. It's kind of sitting there like the wood frog, like Punxsutawney Phil. Are they going to move right? Are they going to move left? That's not any kind of a political statement. It's just, are you going to take action or are you not? That's kind of foundationally it. And it's really important to be able to get that movable middle moving in what I believe to be the right direction. They're fully capable. All these human beings are intelligent. They're aware. They are individuals who have the ability to pursue whatever path they choose. They have choice. They just haven't necessarily decided that life is theirs to live, or if they're just going to, again, resign themselves and just be sort of carried along. So the collective promises safety. Stay in the system. Stay in the herd. You'll be fed. You'll be entertained. Sure, you'll be told what to believe, but you'll also be protected from blame. And you'll be protected from all those uncomfortable things, from the discomfort that comes with pursuing growth. But that warmth that you feel, you believe to be safety, it's false. It's like huddling together in the snow. You're preserving life, but it's not vitality. Yes, you are a living human being, but you are essentially just plugged into the matrix. Not to have any kind of a red pill conversation, but you get the idea. You can survive there. You'll be alive. You'll be like one of those round, fat people from Wall-E in the future, but you'll never thrive. You'll get what everybody else gets. The same mediocrity, the same numbness, the same slow death of your potential, of your human potential, of the potential of your life. Any dreams that you once had slowly, 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 slowly slips away. So to step away from that, that's not selfishness. That's self-respect. No one can live your life for you. No one can carry your purpose. Nobody can thaw you out but you. Frozen Wood Frog, you need to make the decision. I'm going to go this way or I'm going to go that way. And it's a big responsibility. Choosing to thaw out versus just remain frozen is a big responsibility, and it's a heavy one. Personal responsibility is a lot to carry. It means no excuses, no scapegoats, and oftentimes no safety net. And most people just don't want to do that. They like their excuses. They enjoy having a scapegoat, and they need, or they think that they need, a safety net. But the flip side of the coin is it's freedom. You earn what you build. You keep what you create. You become someone that you can trust. Responsibility isn't punishment. It's power. That's where meaning is found. It's meaning is found in taking on responsibility. Responsibility is the furnace that melts the ice and brings the blood back to your veins, brings you back to full life. Not this numbed out version that so many of us are living in. The reward? Well, it's a life that's actually yours. And there's pride in that effort. There's dignity in work. It's the warmth of meaning. So the call is this. I don't believe that the world needs any more dependence. We've got enough dependence. We need more contributors. It doesn't need more opinions. It needs action. The world does not need another generation waiting for perfect conditions. It needs people willing to thaw out now. And again, remember that conditions will never be perfect. And that's the point. The point is to wake up anyway, regardless of if you feel like it, the time is right, all that stuff, to thaw yourself out and to come back to life. Now is that time. The responsibility of personal responsibility is great. Heavy indeed is the head that wears the crown. And I am not advocating or suggesting that you make a run at becoming king or something like that. We already fought a war because we weren't interested in that. Nobody wants that. But I am 100% advocating that you accept and embrace 100% the responsibility for your life. For you. And when you do that, everything changes. You let go of the love you have for your problems. God, so many people love, they're just in absolute love with the problems of their life. You stop arguing for your limitations. How many people do you know that if you have a conversation with them about why they are where they are, they just tell you about something that happened when they were a kid or, you know, whatever. They're victimhood and they argue for that. So instead of doing that, why not start looking for solutions? Why not? Why not be that man or woman in the arena? Why not chart your own course? Why not choose the life you want and get to work building it? Why not do that? Freezing keeps you right where you don't want to be. Being frozen means you're not pursuing that. You need to thaw out. Choose the life you want. Get to work building it. Let everyone else do and think whatever the fuck they want. You do you. You see, systems are very fragile. Society, our society, has a very, very, very thin veneer. We all think everything's under control. There's a lot of people in charge, but there's not. Things are not under control. And there's really not, I mean, everything is so tenuous. And that's good and bad, because that means things can shift. Things can shift for the good, but they can also shift really horribly for the bad. Sometimes when you think about the country being that we have however many people here, 350 million people, 320 million, 300 million people, 400 million people, whatever. That's a lot to get your arms around. It's got a lot to get your brain around. If there were just 100 people in the town you were living in, you're living in a town, remote town, 100 people, And 50 of those people, well, they take responsibility for their lives. And 50 don't. Okay? So it's half and half. What will happen when one of those parties become the majority? What happens? Do you think it would be better for a majority of people to take ownership of their lives? Or would it be better for a majority to abdicate that responsibility and to just expect to be cared for? What would be better? I think that's obvious. I want to live in a place where most of the people, I would love to live in a place where everybody takes, accepts, embraces responsibility for their lives. Too binary? Too common sense? Well, maybe. But you get the idea. We need to grab the wheel of our lives, hit the gas, and get fucking moving. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Personal responsibility is heavy. But I believe that the world expects more from me than it does from other people. I know that the world needs more from me than it needs from other people. And if we are to maintain the system that we have, this society that we have, we need you to also embrace that reality that the world expects and needs more from you than it does from other people, that nobody is coming to save you, that some fucking idiot on TV telling you that they're going to take care of everything, we turn our backs on that. We walk the other direction because it doesn't work that way. Humanity doesn't work that way. That doesn't work. It's not going to work. And you deciding to remain frozen and just go with that kind of a flow is incredibly selfish and dangerous. And now I'm getting a little bit preachy and finger wavy, and I don't want to do that. I like the wood frog analogy because it's a lot more delicate and it's kind of fun. I think that you understand what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to make the case for personal responsibility, more so for accepting and embracing personal responsibility, because the opposite is that we abdicate personal responsibility. We hand it to somebody else. We give control to somebody else. We give our security over to somebody else. We give our future over to somebody else. And I am 0% interested in that. If it's to be, it's up to me. You got to take it like you mean it. We got one crack at this deal. But even that's really short-sighted because I've got kids, and God willing, if they want to have kids, they'll have kids. So that means I'll have grandkids. And you get the idea. So it's not just about me. And it's not just about you. But it needs to start with me, and it needs to start with you. Do your part by doing your best.